Yes. Confirmation call with her time frame. What is it? I have her tell you the correct address. Does it match what's there? Does the address match? Unfortunately, is that Best Buy? No, I'm saying, is that a Best Buy order? Yes. So unfortunately, we can't do anything about that. We get all of our information directly from Best Buy. We like all of our customer information. You, I mean, you need to call the DOD and let them know. Let her know that you'll call Best Buy and let them know the issue. Right. Well, Best Buy, if you give me her zip code and I can look and see. That's what they might have on their end, but if they update it after they send us the ticket, it's not going to update the ticket. They have to create a whole new ticket with a whole new external number. Okay, but they haven't sent us a corrected ticket yet. And if they've only corrected it in their system, they have to send us a brand new ticket because it won't just show up over here. Once they send the ticket over there, that information's locked in. She needs to, I mean, I would get the correct address notated because you're going to need to email the service provider to let him know not to roll out to that address tomorrow. And then go ahead and reach out to the DOD. Let them know, hey, I've got this customer on my back line. This is the address that should be on the order. You're going to need to create a whole new ticket with a whole new external number. It's a complicated process when Best Buy screws up like that, unfortunately. Okay, let her know you're going to call Best Buy and give, and you know, give them that information. And can you send me the order number and the address? That way I can, I'll do an email in part. But call the DOD so that they know, and they're going to need to be told they can't just update it on their end. They have to recreate a new ticket with the correct address on it. To do that, they would need to update. Right, so that's bad. The service provider needs to know the correct address and to not roll out to that address. If it's not super far away from the address that she's at now, he might still go out to the location, but that's completely at his discretion. Best Buy has to send us a ticket with the correct info on it. The address, the correct address. And then she's going to need to talk to Best Buy, but you need to, before she does, let them know, hey, don't just update the address in the system. I got the ticket up. So what's the correct address? Okay. They already created a new one, but they didn't correct the address, it looks like. Yeah, it's in a totally different city, but it still might not be that far away because it's a suburb. Hold on. Yeah, and that's where the mistake was made. Best Buy sent us the billing address. You know what I mean? I mean, just a sec. We can't control what Best Buy sends us. We only receive the information. Yeah, that's 48 minutes away from the address that's on the order. So she's going to have to reschedule with Best Buy. But you need to call. Make sure it's warm. It's always warm. Yeah, that too. But make sure it's warm. And then, yeah. So give the DOD that address, and then I'll go ahead and shoot an email over to that service provider to let them know not to roll out to that location tomorrow because of the... Well, we knew... Like, they should be able to give you a new DMS number once all said and done. Because they'll have to... Yes, what they'll have to do on the order is they will have to hit edit on their end and update the address and then copy the job. Because this one was already a copy job, but they didn't update the address. It was created a copy as a copy of this job here. The problem is that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But the customer's on the other line.